Good afternoon. Again, I'm Peggy Noe Stevens, and I am so delighted to present this Hall of Fame Award to Donna Nally. I have to say that anyone who has come into contact with Donna Nally over the last 35 years that she's been in the hospitality and tourism industry knows that she is a champion of the bourbon industry and, of course, has developed a true tourism community to build our programs. Now, I have to say she also worked 27 of those years for Maker's Mark. So that means she worked for Bill Samuels and survived to tell about it after all those years. So Donna, that's kind of an award in and of itself, don't you think? But on a personal note, and what our bourbon industry is known for, in my opinion, is our wonderful camaraderie. And I have to really tout Donna in that camaraderie because she not only welcomed thousands of Kentucky tourists to Kentucky, but she always welcomed the competition. She always welcomed peers. She always welcomed board members, friends, et cetera, into her arena to really help build ideas and build innovation around the bourbon industry. And for that, I thank you for your friendship and leadership along the way. And Donna, of course, as Eric had mentioned, is the first of many things in the bourbon industry. For example, she mentioned that in 1990, she worked with her tourism board to create the first Kentucky Bourbon Festival, which is what we're celebrating all week long here. So thank you, Donna, for this wonderful opportunity. Also, if that wasn't enough, another initiative that she took to heart was creating the first Kentucky Bourbon Trail. And on a personal note again, I have to tell the story. Yes, we did have a conversation with Doris Calhoun from Jim Beam, and at the time, I was the director of the Woodford Reserve Distillery in 1998, and women are like tea bags. We get stronger in hot water. And we knew that we had to build tourism for all of these new places and infrastructure in the heart of Kentucky, and we thought, well, what better way than to cross-market and try to leverage that ability? So I'll never forget when you and Doris came to the distillery, and I told the general manager I was having lunch with Jim Beam and Maker's Mark today. And he said, well, what for? I'll never forget that. And little did he know that we were putting together quite a grand plan that I think has been a pretty good idea since then. And we presented to Ed O'Daniel, who is here tonight or today. Where is Ed? I know he's over here. There he is. About this idea, and last thing you know, it was awarded and started with a brochure, and because of Donna's initiative, and again, once her leadership took over, we implemented the program. She was also a first to begin the Voice of Bourbon in Wyoming. Now think about that. She moved there to work for Wyoming Whiskey and had to really tout Kentucky's Native American spirit in an entirely different destination. And that takes a lot of courage and credit. And I know that you were successful there, but I have to say, Donna, we are so happy to have you back in the bluegrass with your passion and your knowledge and all of the wonderful things that you've done for our bourbon industry. Being the founder of the Bourbon Women's Association, I will tell you that you are a true Kentucky bourbon woman and also a treasure to our industry. So thank you for all that you've done.
Donna, if you would, please come up. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Donna Nally to the Kentucky Bourbon Hall of Fame.
Thank you very, very much. It's a true honor to be inducted into the Bourbon Hall of Fame with all the prestigious Hall of Famers before me. I want to thank my family. My girls endured a lot while I was working the bourbon industry. And they'll tell you there's a lot of times that when I was at Maker's Mark that I put on my bourbon hat and took off my mom's hat. But they are now working in the industry as well, with helping. My youngest daughter is on the board of director of the Kentucky Bourbon Festival. And I want to thank my husband, always there with me. Steve is at all the events and helping me in every way. And I want to thank Bill Samuels. Bill had faith in me and allowing me as the Director of Tourism Public Relations at Makers to move forward and do what I needed to do to promote the bourbon industry. And I'm very passionate about the bourbon industry, have been for many, many years as my father worked at a distillery here in Nelson County for 30 years. So as I said, I've got bourbon in my blood in more ways than one. But in promoting the industry, and I know when I started with the Bourbon Festival, there were many times when Bill would say, well, Donna, can you do this? And Donna, can you do that? And I'd say, Bill, when I go to Bardstown and work with the festival, I have to include all the distilleries. I have to take off my maker's hat and put on my festival hat. So I'm very, very honored to be inducted into the Bourbon Hall of Fame. Thank you very much.